I would agree that with Trustee Lovell that we're not talking about a minority position regarding 706C. On its face, to me, 706C talks about when a court may not convert a Chapter 7 case. It doesn't say anything about when a court may. In that regard, it's a lot like Section 706D, which talks about when a court may not convert a case. As I read 706, it looks to me like 706A is the one-time shot for the debtor to convert to Chapter 13, and C and D are in fact limitations placed on the court. The legislative history of Section 706 talks about 706 being placed there to further underscore the fact that debtors may not be compelled to be in a Chapter 13 or a Chapter 12. I won't claim credit for that analysis of the legislative history. It was in fact discussed in several of the cases that were interpreting Section 706C. The cases that I found the most helpful in analyzing Section 706C are In Re Hanna, 100 BR 591. It's a bankruptcy court decision out of the Middle District of Florida in 1989. In Re Vitti, 132 BR 229, a 1991 decision out of the Bankruptcy Court for the District of Connecticut. In Re Banks, which I believe was also in Trustee Lovell's stack, 252 BR 399, a 2000 decision out of the Bankruptcy Court for the Eastern District of Michigan. And In Re Hardin, which I also believe is in Trustee Lovell's stack, 301 BR 298, a bankruptcy court decision out of the Central District of Illinois in 2003. Those cases, like as I have mentioned, focus on the language of Section 706C and find nothing in that language that gives the court the right or the power to take any affirmative steps. It's simply a forbidding of the court from converting a Chapter 7 to a Chapter 12 or a 13. For the reasons outlined in the legislative history. I find the reasoning of those cases persuasive, particularly in light of the Supreme Court's mandate that the court interpret the bankruptcy code according to its plain language, and I see nothing in the plain language of Section 706C that gives me the power to do anything in terms of converting a Chapter 7 case. Debtors had their shot at Chapter 13. They converted to Chapter 7. I just see nothing in Section 706C that gives me the power to grant the motion to convert. And accordingly, I'm going to deny the motion.